Welcome to Science TLDR, where we distill complex scientific research into consumable insights. I'm John Sutter. Today, we'll examine a paper titled Immunoinformatics, Approach to Design a Chimeric CD70 Peptide Vaccine Against Renal Cell Carcinoma. Renal cell carcinoma, or RCC, is responsible for a staggering number of cancer deaths globally. Overexpression of the CD70 protein has been linked to advanced stages of this deadly disease. This study aimed to develop a multi-epitope vaccine targeting the overexpressed CD70 using cutting-edge immunoinformatics techniques. The researchers constructed in silico multi-epitope vaccines by linking specific epitopes from the CD70 protein, epitopes designed to activate helper T lymphocytes and cytotoxic CD8 plus T cells. To enhance immunogenicity, they attached sequences from a cell-penetrating peptide called penetratin, as well as the entire tumor necrosis factor alpha sequence to the termini of these CD70 epitopes. Extensive computational analyses were performed on these chimeric vaccine constructs, assessing antigenicity, allogenicity, peptide toxicity, population coverage, and physicochemical properties. The refined 3D models then underwent a battery of further tests, including B-cell epitope prediction, molecular docking simulations, and more. The chosen lead vaccine candidate proved immunogenic in simulation after simulation. Its components were antigenic, non-toxic, non-allogenic epitopes that provided broad population coverage globally. The physicochemical properties were ideal. Molecular docking suggested the chimeric CD70 vaccine could stably interact with the TNF receptor, a prerequisite for efficacy. Further analyses via molecular dynamic simulations predicted these vaccine receptor interactions would remain stable over time, influenced by the specific alignment of components within the chimeric construct. Immune response simulations showed the vaccine could effectively modulate both humoral and cell-mediated immunity against RCC. Finally, the researchers performed in silico codon optimization and cloning of the vaccine sequence into a PT28A plasmid vector, paving the way for further study. The totality of evidence suggests this rationally designed chimeric CD70 vaccine may hold great therapeutic promise against renal cell carcinoma. The rise of renal cell carcinoma poses a grave public health crisis globally, with escalating rates of mortality and morbidity. Scientists have been spurred to action, driven to develop an efficacious treatment to counter this scourge. Vaccination has long proven to be among our most powerful tools for bolstering the body's immune defenses against disease. Immunoinformatics offers key advantages for rational vaccine design, allowing rapid in silico screening of potential epitopes, prediction of immunogenicity, and selection of optimal candidates. The strategy of chimeric or multivalent antigens linking potentially immunogenic molecules into a unified construct presents an especially compelling avenue of research. For decades, scientists have dedicated themselves to identifying a potent antigen, an ideal formulation for a renal cell carcinoma vaccine. Promising antigens have surfaced through this work, and a consensus has emerged on the vital importance of vaccination in addressing this malignancy. The present study leveraged immunoinformatics techniques to rationally design a multi-epitope chimeric vaccine targeting the overexpressed CD70 protein in RCC tumors. Computational methods predicted antigenic, non-toxic, non-allogenic CD70 epitopes likely to stimulate robust helper T-cell, cytotoxic T-cell, and B-cell responses with broad population coverage worldwide. Attachment of cell-penetrating peptide and TNF-alpha sequences aim to enhance immunogenicity and tumor penetrance of the chimeric construct. Molecular docking simulations predicted stable, high-affinity binding interactions between this CD70 vaccine and the TNF receptor, a prerequisite for therapeutic efficacy. Molecular dynamics analyses reinforced the structural stability of this vaccine receptor complex over time. In silico, cloning demonstrated the feasibility of producing this vaccine construct in E. coli vectors. Crucially, immune simulations indicated this rationally designed CD70 vaccine could potently activate humoral and cell-mediated immunity against RCC tumors, eliciting high antibody titers, memory B cell formation, cytotoxic and helper T cell activation, and release of key cytokines like IFN gamma. While in silico and in vitro validation must follow, these computational results suggest this CD70 targeting chimeric vaccine may represent a promising new immunotherapeutic avenue against the rising scourge of renal cell carcinoma. The present work showcases the power of immunoinformatics to accelerate the design of next-generation cancer vaccines. Of course, further study will be required to translate these in silico findings to clinical efficacy, but the prospects revealed here inspire cautious optimism in the face of one of the deadliest malignancies we face. As always, we must await the ultimate arbiter of empirical data, but science marches on, illuminating new paths forward. Our cautious optimism surrounding this novel CD70 targeting chimeric vaccine is bolstered by recent breakthroughs in CD70-directed immunotherapies against renal cell carcinoma. A study by Panofsky et al. Described the development of CAR T cells bearing single-chain antibodies targeted at the CD70 antigen. These anti-CD70 CAR T cells demonstrated potent anti-tumor effects when evaluated against RCC models. This promising discovery underscores the potential of CD70 as an attractive target for immunotherapy in this disease. In fact, it has precipitated an ongoing phase 1 clinical trial assessing the efficacy and safety of CD70 CAR T cell therapy in patients with metastatic renal cell carcinoma. Building upon this foundation, the present work aimed to harness immunoinformatics to rationally design a multi-epitope chimeric CD70 vaccine capable of eliciting both cellular and humoral immunity against RCC tumors. Through in silico screening, the authors identified a suite of CD70-derived epitopes predicted to bind promiscuously across diverse HLA class 1-1 and class 2 alleles, covering a majority of the global population. Computational analyses suggested these epitopes possessed high binding affinities to MHC receptors and could efficiently undergo antigen processing and presentation to T cells, prerequisites for potent cellular immune activation. Importantly, several epitopes were flagged as likely inducers of IFN gamma, a crucial cytokine orchestrating both innate and adaptive tumor immunity. The highest scoring epitopes were linked into multi-epitope constructs via peptide linkers. To further augment immunogenicity, sequences derived from tumor necrosis factor alpha and the cell-penetrating peptide penetrating were incorporated into the chimeric vaccine designs, yielding constructs like CD70, CPP, TNF. Extensive in silico evaluation validated the antigenicity, allogenicity, population coverage, and physicochemical properties of these vaccine candidates. Molecular modeling suggested the 3D structures could readily present linear and conformational B cell epitopes to drive humoral responses. Crucially, docking simulations predicted high affinity binding between these chimeric vaccines and the TNF receptor, a pivotal interaction for adjuvanting innate immune stimulation. Molecular dynamics analyses reinforced the predicted stability and rigidity of the top vaccine candidate CD70 or CPP-TNF when complexed with the TNF receptor over time. Following codon optimization for efficient expression in E. coli and in silico cloning, the final vaccine construct was subjected to immunological simulations in silico. The results proved striking. The CD70 CPP-TNF vaccine elicited potent, progressively augmented humoral responses, marked by high IgM, IgG, and memory B cell counts across 3 simulated immunizations. On the cellular front, it prompted substantial activation, proliferation, and memory formation within CD4 helper and CD8 cytotoxic T cell compartments. Crucially, the vaccine triggered robust production of the Th1 cytokines, IFN gamma and IL-2, hallmarks of an effective anti-tumor response capable of activating tumoricidal activities in innate cells like macrophages and NK cells. This cytokine profile, coupled with minimal IL-10 induction, hinted at an encouraging Th1 skewed response optimal for immunotherapy against RCC. Of course, as with any computational study, extensive in vitro and in vivo validation will be required to translate these in silico findings to clinical utility. We must remain tethered to the empirical data that will ultimately judge the merits of this CD70 vaccine approach. Yet the totality of evidence presented leaves one cautiously optimistic that cancer vaccines may finally be nearing the horizon as a viable therapeutic modality against refractory malignancies like renal cell carcinoma. Leveraging the power of immunoinformatics and chimeric design, this study illuminates a potential new pathway forward against one of the deadliest cancers we face. Thank you for listening to this episode of Science TLDR. Join us next time as we continue distilling the latest breakthroughs driving science and medicine.